Children continue to recover from the 7 weeks of violence that engulfed Gaza during July and August 2014. At the six-month marker of the ceasefire that ended fighting between Israel and the Palestinian faction Hamas, UNICEF says 300,000 children are still in need of immediate psychosocial assistance. Naveen Barakat is the mother of several young children and one of the 100,000 Palestinians whose houses were destroyed and are still without homes. She says her 11-year-old daughter, Samar, is struggling to cope with the loss of her father, who was killed during a blast that hit a United Nations-run school where their family was sheltering.
She saw a lot of things. People injured with missing hands or legs, with wounded faces and eyes. She also saw her father killed. This was shocking for her. It has had serious psychological effects on her. It wasn't easy for her to see all this.
Samar's leg and her six-year-old sister Rosol's head were hurt by shrapnel during the blast. School for them continues to be a painful reminder of the violence they experienced during the conflict.
I used to be good at school, but not anymore. Because my father died, my siblings were hurt, and things are not the same.
Their grandfather says a lot of promises were made on the reconstruction of Gaza so that people like his daughter can have a better life.
There is no future in Gaza for anyone, man, woman, or children. The situation doesn't look good.
UNICEF's communication chief in Palestine, Catherine Webel, recently returned from Gaza. She says most people there have no hope.
They see that reconstruction is not really happening. They see that there is very little help on the way. They have the feeling that people in the world have forgotten about Gaza, and they have the feeling that no one is really caring about them anymore.
Ms. Webel added that a number of people think there will be another war in the very near future, and they are worried about their children. Meanwhile, UNICEF continues to highlight that investing in education is an investment for the future of the children of Gaza. Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations.